Principal Ryan Berg visits from Storm Lake St. Mary's School during our Spotlight program today. And I know I was working Saturday morning, Ryan. I promoted your secret workshop, Santa's secret workshop, that is. The season has now concluded. I hope things went well.
Yeah, Chris, it was another successful year for us. I know it's probably tough sometimes for the parents since we have to kind of change locations from time to time just on based on what's available for us. But it was another great year. The weather got in the way of our first weekend, kind of canceling that day out. But really for still losing one of our main days, we still had almost 200 children come through and shop, which is still a really good year for us. And again, we love all the comments from the parents and grandparents and people who bring the kids on down of how much they enjoy the experience and how much fun the kids have. So we're just glad that we're always able to keep finding a place to keep offering this for the kids in our community.
And we'll look forward to next year. And a shout out to all the business people that serve up some of the gifts and all the monetary donations that you receive as well. And I heard during our newscast last week, you had a special mass at Storm Lake St. Mary's. Tell me a little more about this.
Yeah, we have our weekly school masses for K-12 students on Wednesdays, and this year it just worked out perfectly that the Feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe fell on our Wednesday mass. So we did a few extra special things, kind of turning it into a bilingual mass where one of our senior students who's very fluent in Spanish read our first reading, and we also, before the service began and at the very end, we had some of the Guadalupe dancers kind of dance down the aisle for us and everything. So it was great for our students to kind of get to witness, the cultural event like that that's very important to many in our community. And again, many of those dancers were our own students, that gives them kind of a chance to shine and do something that they are very proud of and that they really enjoy doing. So it was just great for all of our faculty and staff and students to kind of get to experience something like that, which we haven't been able to do for a few years.
Well, that's a good thing. And before I let you go here, I know there's probably a few smaller items you want to mention, like maybe dismissal time for the holiday break, etc.
You bet. We are wrapping up. We have our final exams going this week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And so at the end of the day, Wednesday, our students are all done after we finish up our Advent prayer service that we have at the end of the day on Wednesday. So our teachers do come back for some time on Thursday, but the students can enjoy being done at 3:30 on Wednesday.
Okay.
And then also just one other little thing to kind of remind some of our parents and families of, too, is we are participating in the PopTab Challenge that's being done with our Twin Lakes Conference. It was started by South Central Calhoun. They have a former student who passed away from Ewing sarcoma a little while back, and that student was very into collecting pop tabs for Ronald McDonald House, and so they decided to kind of do something special in his memory to continue that and kind of make it a competition. So any of our families or anybody in the community who would like to drop off any pop tabs or anything like that here at school, we're accepting those throughout the year until May. Hopefully we're going to gather what we've collected so far and bring that down to South Central Calhoun on January 4th when we play them in basketball.
Okay.
As we come back from break and things there too. So we'll deliver what we have so far and then hope that we get more the rest of the year as well.
I'm sure you will. And Ryan, thanks for the time today and getting our school spot lined up so far. It's our last one until 2019. So to you and Courtney and everybody at St. Mary's School, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
All right, Merry Christmas to you as well and everybody there at the radio station.
Hey, we appreciate the time, and our school spotlight with St. Mary's is every other week right here on Mix 101.7.